You see, I wouldn't claim to know everything about the economy and what goes on up and down the country, how it affects us, and how we possibly could have isolated ourselves a wee bit from the credit crisis, which we all agree is global, but the government time and again keep on going back to the fact that, it's not their fault. We couldn't have done anything about it. This is a global problem. We've been dragged into it, and globally we have to get out of it together. And the other thing I want to talk about is Sir Fred Goodwin. We spoke about it last week. I gave you 6 minutes about what I thought about Sir Fred Goodwin and where he's coming from. Morally and ethically bereft. A man inaccessible to you and me, ordinary members of the public, but whose company, or the majority of, we own. And still, he won't hold his hands up and say, you know what? I was wrong. I should be made to pay. Well, recently, Harriet Harman came out with some amazing quotes in the press saying Sir Fred Goodwin will be stripped of his £693,000 a year pension. Causing consternation at the Treasury. That the Royal Bank of Scotland chief will not get the money even if he's entitled to it by law. One man is quoted as saying, the idea is potty. He joins us now. It's the main economic spokesman for the Liberal Democrats. Good afternoon to Vince Cable. Hi, Vince.
Hi, afternoon to you.
Why is her idea potty?
Well, I start, as you do, and as I think she does, with the basic assumption that Sir Fred Goodwin should be hung, drawn and quartered